At the third stroke, the time on Angel Radio will be about 1947.
What a day this has been, what a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. Why, it's almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I would swear I was falling. I could swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I would swear that I'm falling. I could swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love. In fact, I have fallen in love.
Well, I think I may have fallen in love as well. Frank Sinatra with the orchestra that was under the direction of Alex Stordahl. Did a lot of cinema work back in the 30s and 40s and the 50s, and was of course a great band leader in his own right. Welcome to Beagle at Night with me, RB, for the next 2 hours. Got lots of good music for you. Also, all the usual things in all the usual places, if I remember to do them on time, and that's pretty much the way it's going to be until 2 o'clock.
I yearn
beautiful, not only Glenn Miller and his orchestra, but Ray Eberly doing the vocalizations there. And quite frankly, if you got Ray around, you don't need anybody else. That was from 1942, called Everything I Love. I was going through the Daily Mail website, as you do, or perhaps as you don't, but I did, and I came across this article about the worst TV finale that there's ever been. And as I looked through the list, I haven't seen most of them. The worst one, apparently, was for the American version of House of Cards. Never saw that. Saw the English version, loved it, with Ian Richardson, but never saw the American version. In second place was something called The Promised Neverland. Never seen that. Game of Thrones was third. Never seen that. At fourth, it was Killing Eve. Never seen that. Finally, fifth place, it was Dexter, and it was a rotten finale as well. I do seem to remember that. Two and a Half Men at number six, never seen that. And Ragnarok at number seven, nope. Nor Power at number eight, nor Bloodline at number nine, or Mythbusters at number 10. I guess I don't watch too much television, is what I'm saying. But I just thought it was very interesting that most of the programs I'd never ever heard of, which perhaps makes me a very good television watcher, I don't know, a very good critique. Who knows? Who can say? And does anybody really care?
The sky may be starless, the night may be moonless, but deep in my heart there's a glow. For deep in my heart I know that you love me, you love me, because you told me so. Love letters straight from your heart. Keep us so near while apart. I'm not alone in the night, when I can have all the love you write. I memorize every line. I kiss the name that you sign. And darling, then I read again right from the start. Love letters straight from your heart. Love letters straight from your heart.
Well, I know if Tom in Weston-super-Mare is listening, or Trish in Portsmouth, they'll both be very happy now. Nat King Cole with, I think that was Gordon Jenkins doing the, what do you call it, the arranging, there you go. of the song Love Letters, Nat King Cole. I get there eventually. For you, it's early in the morning. For me, it's late at night. I really can't say much more than that, but it just works, right? That's all there is to it. Okay, first segment of the morning was due at 10 past the hour. Well, it's just gone 11 past the hour, so frankly, that's pretty good for us. Three songs this week from Mr. Crosby, and all I have to do to make it happen is to say the two magic words, Bing, Sing.
Day by day, I'm falling more in love with you. And day by day, my love seems to grow. There isn't any end to my devotion. It's deeper, dear, by far than any ocean. I find that day by day, you're making all my dreams come true. So come what may, I want you to know I'm yours alone. And I'm in love to stay as we go through the years, day by day.
Seems to grow. There isn't any end to my devotion. Believe me, dear, it's so much deeper than the largest ocean.
I find that day by day, you're making all my dreams come true. So come what may, I want you to know I'm yours alone. And I'm in love to stay as we go through the years, day by day.
I got no mansion, I got no yacht. Still I'm happy with what I got. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. I got no future, I got no plan. Still I think I'm a lucky man. Got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. Sunshine gives me a lovely day. Moonlight gives me the Milky Way. Got no checkbook, I got no bank. Still I'd like to express my thanks. Got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. And with the sun in the morning and the moon in the evening, I'm all right.
Sunshine, give
gives us a lovely day. Do-do-do-do, moonlight gives us the Milky Way.
I got no heirloom, I got no kin, made no will, but when I cash in, I leave the sun in the morning and the moon at night.
Leave the sun in the morning and the moon at night.
And with the sun in the morning and the moon in the evening, I'm a-doing all right.
Fairy tales can come true, it can happen to you. If you're young at heart, for it's hard, you will find, to be narrow of mind. If you're young at heart, you can go to extremes with impossible dreams. You can laugh when your dreams fall apart at the seams. And life gets more exciting with each passing day. And love is either in your heart or on the way. Don't you know that it's worth every treasure on earth to be young at heart? For as rich as you are, it's much better by far to be young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you derive out of being alive. And here is the best part, you have a head start if you are among the very young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part, you have a head start if you are among the very young at heart.
Well done, that man. Three songs from Bing Crosby, as always. And we started off with Day by Day. And then we had I Got the Sun in the Morning, which I really liked a lot. And then we had Young at Heart, which I guess we probably associate more with Frank Sinatra. But I thought he did a very nice version there. We'll have some more songs from Mr. Crosby around about the same time next week. Right now, it's time to go over to Germany and say a very good morning to Holger, who is over in his house. And each week he sends us a song that he thinks that we might like. And this week, not only do I think you will sing along with the song, but you will also know exactly who sings it. So I don't need to tell you any more apart from the fact that it is called Das ist die Frage aller Fragen.
die Frage aller Fragen. Und du musst mir die Antwort sagen. Und darum frage ich, komm und entscheide dich. Wirst du genau wie heute, für heute und alle Zeit, für alle Zeit mir treu sein. Nur darauf kommt es an, oder morgen wird es vorbei sein. Das kein Zurück und jedes Wort muss wahr sein. Und sagst du ja zu mir, dann wird alles für uns wunderbar sein. Wo man bekennen muss, in diesem Augenblick, da gibt es kein Zurück und jedes Wort muss wahr sein. Und sagst du ja zu mir, dann wird alles für uns wunderbar sein. Und sagst du ja zu mir, dann wird alles für uns wunderbar sein. Du musst die Antwort sagen.
Das ist die Frage aller Fragen.
Well, you recognize that, of course. That was Sir Cliff and Das ist die Frage aller Fragen from 1964, Spanish Harlem to you and me and rest of the world, written by Phil Spector and Jerry Lieber, and Benny King was the first person to actually record it, release it, and have a hit song with it, and he did that back in December 1960, and I think the version that we just heard there came from 1964, but a great choice, Holger, thank you so much for that, really did like that a lot, as I do most of the music that you send me, and I keep threatening that at some point I'm going to devote a whole program to Ella Fitzgerald and Nat King Cole. Not for the first time, actually. We've done it before, but I keep threatening to do another one. But it might be time to do an all-German program of songs selected by Holger as well. It could be a Christmas special, couldn't it? We'll see. Holger, thank you so much for that. I keep rabbiting on. Time for you to go up the stairs to Bedfordshire. Give my love to Christine, and thank you so much for sending another song from your house.
Thank you. so high. It's picnic holiday time in old Napoli. Up we go, you, the donkey, and I. Up we go on the road, you, the donkey, and I. When we arrive on the mountaintop greenery, we will picnic on kisses and wine. We will picnic on bunches of kisses and wine. Tide, we will ride back to Napoli. Say goodbye to our heaven above. Say goodbye to our mountaintop heaven above.
On your old Valve Wireless and your new digital radio and computers, laptops, worktops, iPads, earpads, knee pads, mobile phones, headphones, saxophones, Wi-Fi radios, hi-fi radios, high-priced radios, low-priced radios, the fabulous sound of Angel Radio.
Wonderful Big A, wonderful Angel Radio.
Dawn's promising stars, petals on a pool, drifting. Imagine these in one pair of eyes. And this is my beloved. Strange spice from the south, honey through the comb, sifting. Imagine these on one eager mouth, and this is my beloved. And when she speaks, and when she talks to me, mystery. And when she moves, and when she walks with me, paradise comes suddenly. For the heart's lifting. Imagine these in one perfect one. And this is my beloved.
Beloved.
Falstaff. He was born Gennaro Luis Vitelliano on July the 8th, 1930. Changed his name to Jerry Vale. I would have gone by Gennaro Luis Vitelliano just because I like saying it. That's me. Anyway, he had lots of hits during the 1950s and the 60s. A really great singer, and it's always nice to hear him, Jerry Vale. And that was a song that was called And This Is My Beloved from 1954. I want to say a very good morning to Maureen, who lives in Weston-super-Mare, where our Tom lives. Hope your leg is getting a lot better, Tom. He sent me a photograph of it. Couple of weeks ago. Would appreciate an update please, Tom. This is Maureen from Weston-super-Mare, and she says, I used to love a group in the late 50s, might have been early 60s. I think they were American. They didn't do much, but what they did I really liked. Could you please play some songs by The Ponytails? Well, you're right on pretty much all your dates, actually, Maureen. They were formed back in 1958, and they stopped in 1960. They had a couple of hits, but they were incredibly good, as you say. So we're going to have three songs which you allowed me to choose. So I'm going to play Umpa Polka first of all, because then that'll give me a chance to play the second song. When I turn over Umpa Polka, we'll get the third song. So Maureen in Weston-super-Mare, thank you so much. Beagle's Big Three this week, The Ponytails.
Oom-pa-pa, love to hear that oom-pa-pa. Oom-pa-pa, oom-pa-pa, polka all day long. Everybody loves an oom-pa polka. Oom-pa-pa, oom-pa-pa. You can hear them saying, we just can't resist an oom-pa polka. We can't wait to start. How they love to do an oom-pa polka. Oom-pa-pa, oom-pa-pa.
Off with Oompa Polka, and in the middle where we had I'll Be Seeing You. And actually, more in looking at the they really didn't do much at all. The first recording they did was in July 1957 with Wild Eyes and Tender Lips, and also It's Just My Luck to Be 15. They had one hit, and what a hit it was. It rocketed them into a rock and roll hall of fame, Born Too Late, which came out in June 1958. And in 1959, they did the Oompa Polka and Moody and I'll Be Seeing You. And that was pretty much about it from the Ponytails. They all retired in 1960 and they all went off to do other things. But because of Born Too Late, been around with us in our hearts ever since. Maureen in Western Supermare, thank you so much for that memory. I really did enjoy playing the Pearly Tales, and I really appreciate you getting in touch with us. And if you would like to be the purveyor of next week's Beagle's Big Three, at the moment nobody is lined up for it, so it could be you. Email me, roy@angelradio.uk, or you can call in to the office and tell them who you would like to hear, the artist and the songs. And if you want me to give you a call, just ask them very politely to send your telephone number over to me, and I'll be very happy to give you a call. And Maureen, once again, thank you very much indeed. And also thank you very much also for your emails as well. People write to me out of the blue, and most wonderful emails. I really do appreciate it. And if you write to me, promise you I will get back to you. It may take a day or two, but I will get back to you. Where are we now? Oh, it's time to go look this week back then. And what a week this week was back then. And we're going to start off with something that I think you're pretty familiar with. I'm a little bit worried about the second clip, because it was actually recorded in mono and only out of one channel, and this program is in mono. I just hope it comes out the right channel, otherwise you might get a little bit of silence for a little while. Anyway, we'll see what happens. Time now, though, to take a look back at this week back then, and I think first up...
I am speaking to you from the cabinet room at 10 Downing Street. This morning, the British ambassador in Berlin handed the German government a final note stating that unless we heard from them by 11 o'clock, that they were prepared at once to withdraw their troops from Poland, a state of war would exist between us. I have to tell you now that no such undertaking has been received, and that consequently, this country is at war with Germany.
By the fastest liner across the Atlantic, again by air from Plymouth to London, come these pictures of Sir Malcolm Campbell's wonderful run at Salt Lake, Utah. Every inch of the Bluebird's body is streamlined to avoid wind resistance. And with the latest improvements in design and the smooth, hard surface on this dried-up Salt Lake, Sir Malcolm hopes to be the first man to achieve a speed of 300 miles per hour. And now he's off for the run which is to justify his hopes of a tremendous performance from this British-built speed monster. There he goes, hurtling along in a small cloud of salt thrown up by the road wheels, which are doing something like 3,000 revolutions a minute. As the car comes to a standstill, with the body encrusted with salt, Sir Malcolm comes to the microphone and says he's very pleased indeed with the way his car behaved at speed.
Two events that took place on the same date, one on September the 3rd, 1935, and the other on September the 3rd, 1939. Other stuff that happened this week back then, well, in 1715, at the age of five, Louis the 15th became King of France in succession to his great-grandfather, King Louis the 14th. On September the 1st, 1969, there was a coup in Libya, and Muammar Gaddafi became leader. And back to 1939, on this very day, September the 4th, William J. Murphy commanded the first Royal Air Force attack on Germany. And I think, what, 14 years later? Actually, no, make that 9 years later, Queen Wilhelmina of the Netherlands abdicated for health reasons. On September the 7th in 1630, the city of Boston in Massachusetts was founded in North America, very famous as well for making cold tea in the harbour. And it was a good day on September the 1st, 1532, for Lady Anne Boleyn, because she was made the Marquess of Pembroke by her fiancé, King Henry VIII of England. But it would all pretty much go downhill from there. Let's turn to September the 2nd, 1963 now.
Direct from our newsroom in New York, this is the CBS Evening News with Walter Cronkite and Nelson Benton in Tuskegee, Alabama, Dan Rather in Plaquemine, Louisiana, Bernard Kalb in Saigon, Peter Kalischer in Tokyo, and Eric Severide in Washington.
Good evening from our CBS newsroom in New York on this, the first broadcast of network television's first daily half-hour news program.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Elizabeth. Happy birthday to you.
And not any old Elizabeth in 1533. Elizabeth I was born. And this week back then, it was Buddy Holly's birthday. He was born in 1936. And it's also the birthday for this program that first appeared on September the 4th on American television in 1972.
A fortune in fabulous prizes may go to these people today if they know when the price is right. Sandy Flournoy, stand up. Paul Levine, stand up. Connie Gunnell, stand up. Myra Carter, stand up. And all four of you, come on down. You're the first contestants on the new Price is Right.
It was very different on BBC One on September the 4th, 1972, at 9:45 in the morning. Mary, Mungo and Mitch followed at 10 o'clock by Robinson Crusoe. Magic Roundabout at 10:25. Olympic Grandstand at 10:30. Regional Variations at 1:30. At 1:45 it was the news. Olympic Grandstand came back again at 5 minutes to 2. And it stayed there until 8 o'clock when it was Panorama and then the news at 9, and guess what was on at 25 minutes past 9? Yeah, today at the Olympics. Weatherman came in at 45 minutes to 1 o'clock, and BBC One closed down shortly thereafter. And this week back in 1959, if you was looking for the number one song in a record shop, you would have bought this.
Got myself a crying, talking, sleeping, walking, living doll. Got to do my best to please her just cause she's a living doll. Got a roving eye and that is why she satisfies my soul. Got the one and only walking, talking, living doll. Well, take a look at her hair, it's real, and if you don't believe what I say, just feel. Lock her up in a trunk so no big hunk can steal her away from me. Got myself a crying, talking, sleeping, walking, living doll. Got to do my best to please her just cause she's a living doll. Got a roving eye and that is why she satisfies my. Got the one and only walking, talking, living doll. Lock her up in a trunk so no big hunk can steal her away from me. Got myself a crying, talking, sleeping, walking, living doll. Got to do my best to please her just cause she's a living doll. Got a roving eye and that is why she satisfies my soul. Got the one and only walking, talking, living doll.
Cliff Richard and the Drifters, number one this week back in 1959. Thank you. Robert Maxwell with his harp and the orchestra there, April in Portugal, going back to April in 1966. Well, that's when they recorded it anyway. May not have been in April, may not have been in Portugal for I know, but that's the name of the song. It's all sent to confuse me. It's far too early in the morning for that. We have got something rather interesting coming up for you at the top of the hour when we have a little bit of posh. And, well, I'll tell you more about it when we get there. First of all, here is Dionne Warwick.
Covered with rain, where is the sunshine we once knew? Everybody knows when little children play, they need a sunny day to grow straight and tall. Let the sun shine through. Covered with rain, when will those black skies turn to blue? Everybody knows when boys grow into men, they start to wonder when their country will call. Let the sun shine.
Stuff, didn't she? Dionne Warwick and the Windows of the World. You're listening to Angel Radio with me, RB. September the 2nd for me. September the 3rd for me, September the 4th for you. I'll get it right eventually. Just round about 2 o'clock when I go.
You're leaving, you've fallen for somebody new. It isn't too easy believing you'd leave after all we've been through. It's breaking my heart to remember the dreams we depended upon. You're leaving a slow dying ember. I'll miss you, my love, when you're gone. I wish you joy, though teardrops burn. But if someday you should want to return, please hurry back and we'll make a new start, dear. Till then, you're breaking my. Jaloscio di schiude gran suo, di già con le rosse sua dita, carezza di fiore il suo. I wish you joy, though teardrops burn. But if someday you should want to return, please hurry back and we'll make a new start, dear. Till then, you're breaking.
Victor Moon and You're Breaking My Heart from 1958 here on Angel Radio, broadcasting you on FM in Havant and Portsmouth and various other myths and vents around the southern coast, and of course on DAB multiplexes and the internet. And you can get listening on or details of how to listen to those at the Angel Radio website, which is now back and up and running. Huzzah! And that's at angelradio.co.uk. Now, it's time for a little bit of posh, and I just need to sort of fill you in a little bit. I was fiddling around with the knobs on the television, as you do, right? Nothing on television, of course. We only have about 400 channels, and absolutely nothing on any of them. And what I really wanted to see was something that was, like, really good and classic. And I came across The Wonderful in Which We Serve. You remember that film? It had so many stars in it. Bernard Miles, Noel Coward, Celia Johnson, John Mills, to name but a few. And I just thoroughly enjoyed it. And, of course, this very day, well, for me still, war was declared in the UK. So I thought we'd have a little bit of the film. And it's where they're all sort of having Christmas. Now, all the guys are bobbing around in the ocean, covered in oil and sea. And I think at that point, the Torin is still afloat, but it's really at a bad angle. And they all start remembering about the Christmases that they used to have in the UK.
Them kids been at it all day. Beats me why their mothers let them do it.
Oh, it's the Christmas spirit, Mum.
I'll give them Christmas spirit, coming home with their feet sopping, getting colds and giving them to everybody else.
Now then, Mother, this is the time for goodwill towards all men. Can't have you grumbling just if it was an ordinary day.
Me grumble? Well, I like that, I must say.
I remember in the last war, spending Christmas in the Red Sea. We was coming home from Aden. Hot? You could have fried an egg on the deck.
Red Sea can be hot, all right. So can the Persian Gulf. I was out there 2 years ago in the Worcestershire. The fridge went wonky and everything went bad, including the language. Oh, dear. Certainly see life in the big ships.
We don't do so badly in the small ones, you know.
Oh, they're off again. Stop them, somebody.
I'm not starting anything. It's a downsight more lively in a big cruise than a destroyer. It stands to reason, doesn't it?
You don't do no such thing. You're a Marine, you are. You don't know nothing about destroyers.
What's the matter with the Marines?
Well, Bert, I'm afraid I'll have to tell you.
Where would the Navy be if it wasn't for the Marines?
If there wasn't a Navy, there wouldn't be no Marines.
Oh, shut up, you two. Who cares anyway?
Well, that's a nice way to talk and no mistake. You, the mother of a sailor.
And the mother-in-law of a Marine.
Pass the port wine and don't talk so silly. I'm as dry as a bone.
Mum's quite right. What's the sense in arguing?
We wasn't arguing. We was having a friendly discussion.
You'll be saying next it was a friendly discussion last night in the Green Man while you had the old place in an uproar.
Bert, I give you a toast. The Royal Marines. God bless them and an happy Christmas to every man jack of them.
Royal Marines.
Thanks, Shorty, old man. I respond to your toast in a fitting manner. And on behalf of my corps, of which I'm justly proud,
here.
I give you all destroyers, and the Torrin in particular. May her shadow never grow less.
It never will.
Destroyers,
I should like to take the opportunity of this festive occasion to drink the healths of one and all present, and to thank a kindly fate for so arranging that my ship should have to come home for boiler cleaning 2 days before Christmas. A bit of luck which I think any sailor will tell you is little short of a bloody miracle.
Walter, can you? You know I don't like you using that word.
Be that as it may, Cath, that's a highly expressive word. What's more, that's been bound up with naval tradition since times immemorial.
I have heard it whispered in the RAF.
Well, be that as it may, I would like to add that I consider we're all very lucky to be all together on this happy day, taking into account the fact there's a war on and the whole of civilization happens to be trembling on the edge of an abyss.
There now.
What did you say, Kat?
I only said there now.
Well, don't say it again, dear, because you know it only puts me off. What are you giggling about, Frieda, if I may make so bold?
Nothing, really. It's just the way you talk.
What you young flibbertigibbets don't seem to realise is that this is a very important war indeed.
War or no war, you certainly like listening to the sound of your own voice, all right.
Now, let him get on with his speech, Kath.
Try and stop him.
I will treat these paltry interruptions with the contempt they deserve and go on to propose the health of one who's very dear to me. She's a creature of many moods and fads and fancies. She is, to coin a phrase, very often uncertain and coy, hard to please. But I'm devoted to her with every fibre of my being. And I hereby swear to be true to her in word and deed, so help me God. Ladies and gentlemen, HMS Torrin.
HMS Torrin.
Ladies and gentlemen, the King.
The King.
Well, you promised to pull the first one with me, Mummy.
Come on, Larry, take a strong grip and pull.
Come on, old gal.
Enjoying myself?
Very, very much.
That's absolutely wizard. You ought to have a hat made like it.
Doesn't the tree look sweet? Alex and I spent hours fixing it.
It's the best Christmas I've ever had.
Is it?
Yes.
Stop whispering, you two. You know, Robin, you really oughtn't to have put them next to each other.
We ought to drink to them. Come on, everybody. To the newly betrothed.
What's betrothed, Daddy?
The beginning of the end, my boy.
On behalf of my fiancée and myself, thank you very kindly.
As Flags and Maureen are so bashful, I think it only right and proper that you should make a speech, Alex.
Oh, no, honestly, I couldn't.
Come on, Alex.
Really,
yeah.
Oh,
please.
Teddy,
I'll
never believe you. Oh, dear. What am I to say?
Happy Christmas.
Just you wait.
Come on now, silence everybody. Her Worship the Lady Mary is about to declare the bazaar open.
Don't let him get you down, Alex.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'll begin by taking my husband's advice.
Hooray!
And wishing you all a very happy Christmas. I'm sure Elizabeth and June will back me up when I say I'm going to deliver, on behalf of all wretched naval wives, a word of warning to Maureen, who's been unwise enough to decide to join our ranks.
Yeah, yeah.
Dear Maureen, we all wish you every possible happiness. But I think it only fair to tell you in advance exactly what you're in for.
Shame, shame.
Speaking from bitter experience, I can only say that the wife of a sailor is most profoundly to be pitied. To begin with, her home life, what there is of it, has no stability whatever. She can never really settle down. She moves through a succession of other people's houses, flats, and furnished rooms. She finds herself having to grapple with domestic problems in Bermuda, Malta, or Weymouth. we will not deal with the question of pay. That is altogether too painful. What we will deal with is the most important disillusionment of all. And that is...
Stop her, somebody. This is rank mutiny.
And that is that wherever she goes, there is always in her life a permanent and undefeated rival, her husband's ship. Whether it be a battleship or a sloop, a submarine or a destroyer, it holds first place in his heart. It comes before wife, home, children, everything. Some of us try to fight this and get badly mauled in the process. Others, like myself, resign themselves to the inevitable. That is what you will have to do, my poor Marine. That is what we all have to do if we want any peace of mind at all. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you my rival. It's extraordinary that anyone could be so fond and so proud of their most implacable enemy. This ship. God bless this ship and all who sail in her.
Absolutely amazing. And Celia Johnson, she did that whole speech in one take, nearly 2 minutes and 35 seconds. Now I think they can only film like about 10 seconds of film and then they will have to move on. But I hope you enjoyed that. That was from the film In Which We Serve. And if you haven't seen it, or haven't seen it for a long time, do please give it another go, because it really is a great film to watch. And that's this week's Little Bit of Posh.
Hobble and hop and begin to do that flippity-flop. Worry will leave you forever. Troubles that grieve you will stop when you go into that flippity-flop. Give old man woe the air and show that care means nothing to you. Throw regret away and let your muscles awake. Give them a break, try and get hotter and hotter. What if you totter and drop, rise again and do that flippity-flop.
compatriots there with the Flippity Flop from 1929. You're listening to me, RB, here with Beagley at Night on Angel Radio, and I do hope you're enjoying the music, most of which has been chosen by my good friend D.A.B. Dave, who I have still not actually met, even though I call him my good friend, because he's definitely that. But I'm hoping very much come next April, which is what? Not that far away, only 7 months. If the next 6 months go as fast as the last month did, then it'll be just around the corner, quite frankly. But D.A.B. Dave shows most of the music in the program, and that's always so good. So, Dave, thank you for that. Really do appreciate it. And hello to Brad in... I'm not sure if he's still a roving or if he's back in Chicago, but he was the person that invented the next segment. It's called Day at Night. It's because we play songs from Doris Day at night. It's quite simple.
The night is dressed up for dreaming, and on the meadows below, a star falls out of the heavens and fades in the afterglow. The wind embraces the willow, the ivy clings to the tree, my arms are waiting to hold my love wherever my lover. I'll walk in the moonlight till my love comes to me.
Down each night for me till we meet
lovely, delicious songs there from Doris Day. We ended up with Toyland, started off with Till My Love Comes to Me, and plonked in the middle, I thought rather delicately, Till We Meet Again from the film On Moonlight Bay. And we'll have some more from Doris Day around about the same time next week. Coming up at about 7.5 minutes time, we have some comedy for you from, amongst others, Peter Sellers, Irene Handel, and the gang at Hancock's Half Hour. But before that, here's Waylon Jennings.
To see the world, but nowhere could I find a girl as sweet as Cindy, the girl I left behind. I've sailed the wide world over, can't get her off my mind. Cindy, oh Cindy, Cindy, kiss every breeze, her loving arms reach out to me through calm and stormy seas. At night I pay paced the lonely deck, caressed by memories. I walk the deck alone. Her loving arms reach out for me. Soon I'll be heading home. Then my sailing days will be over. No more will I roam.
Third stroke, the time on Angel Radio will be about 1947.
I hear a bird, Londonderry bird, it well may be he's bringing me a cheery word. I hear a breeze, a River Sharon breeze. It well may be it's followed me across the seas. Then tell me, please, how are things in Glaucomora? Is that little brook still leaping there? Does it still run down to Donny Cove? Through Killybegs, Kilcarry and Kildare? How are things in Glaucomora? Is that willow tree still weeping there? Does that laddie with a twinkling eye come whistling by? And does he walk away sad and dreamy there, not to see me there? So I ask each weeping willow and each brook along, each lad that comes a whistling tourlay, how are things in Glaucomora this fine day? Ask each lad that comes a whistling tourlay, how are things in Glaucomora this fine day?
Nice of Martha to be concerned about things are in Glaucomora, because she was actually born in Corpus Christi in Texas. But that was rather nice, wasn't it? Martha Tilton, and I hope you enjoyed that. I think that came from Brigadoon, didn't it? Not totally sure, but I'm pretty sure that it came from Brigadoon. And, well, if it didn't, doesn't. You know what, now I have to look it up, right? What was it? Things in... I'll be with you in a mirror. Things in Clockamora. Let's see. Popular song about a fictional village in Ireland. So, yeah, I guess that was... oh, no, actually, it was Finian's Rainbow. Well, who knew? See, it was worth looking up after all. How are things in Glockamora is a popular song about a fictional village in Ireland with themes and nostalgia of homesickness. It was introduced by Ella Logan in the 1947 Broadway production of Finian's Rainbow. Well, there you go. Now you know. All right, time for some comedy, I think, and I'm not quite sure about this first one. I have to be totally honest with you, but we're going to give it a go. It's Peter Sellers and it's Irene Handel, so whatever, it's going to be good.
Hello. I've been watching you. I say I've been watching you feeding the birds. Yes. I think you're marvellous. Aren't they sweet?
Yes, sir.
I don't know how anyone can be cruel to dumb animals, do you? I think it's worse than murder because they can't speak. Excuse is somewhat crude attire, won't you? I was catching up with my sunbathing. Hasn't it been gorgeous?
Beautiful weather, we have.
Yes, because I've tan a lot faster in a bikini, you know. But where's the use of frightening everybody to death?
My goodness, you would not frighten me, because when I saw you first, I said to myself, my goodness, what a beautiful woman. I would so very much like to know such a woman of beauty.
Oh, now I'll call that truly gallant. Shall I get up and take a bow?
Please take one, by all means.
You come here often, do you?
Well, I come here quite often, as I said, to feed these birds.
Yes.
Because I love the open air.
Well, it's very nice, isn't it? I mean, it's private without being insulated, if you know what I mean. I can see you're like me. I will not go into a public park and mingle with a hoi polloi.
I quite agree. I like to keep myself to myself.
Oh, aren't there some shocking people about? I mean, even here. Well, there's one woman at our hotel. Well, she's more of a person, really. She fascinates me.
Really?
You know, anything in trousers she graviates to.
Really?
I think you scum. How plural can you get? And then they wonder, you know, that they end up as Exhibit A.
I'm so lonely, you know, that I want to have conversation with you or someone.
Ah, well, you've only yourself to blame, you know, because I can never resist a true gentleman.
Yes.
My Jove, they hard to come by nowadays. I should know. I was married straight out of the schoolroom, you know, to the most perfect gentleman that ever trod the earth.
Really?
I can see him now. On our wedding day, the tears was rolling down his face. He was so conscious of his trust. He'd promised Pops and Mama. Of course, they thought the world's of me, you know. He'd promised Pops and Mama that I should never want, and my Jove, I never did. He gave me the most smashing home in Avalon Avenue. Do you know Dawson at all?
No, I don't.
Oh, well, they call it the Frinton of East 8, so that'll give you some idea. Everything a woman's heart could yearn for.
He has obviously left you very well off that with money.
Well, yes, he did. But mind you, I've got the ample means to buy a splendid home any time I wish.
Oh.
It was Tufnell's one prayer to leave me comfortably off. But
I'm very pleased to hear that.
They do me very well, you know, at my hotel. Do you know the Royalston at all? It's very, very select. And the manager is a charming chappy, Bill Urquhart, you know, ex-naval type. And the staff's charming too. I'm afraid they spoil me thoroughly, you know. They give me a huge double room on the first floor with a private bath attached. Oh, well, it's almost equally as good as private because all the others are the Royalston business types, you know. They're almost always gone before yours truly has even opened her eyes.
Oh.
I'm afraid I'm a bit of a naughty girl like that. I love to lay in my beddy by dreaming my dreams.
I wish that I could share your dreams with you.
Now, that I did not hear. That I have decided completely to ignore. You're not nice to know, you know.
I'm so sorry. I'm so full of enthusiasm to have your friendship, to receive great pleasure from knowing you, that I said a stupid thing like that. Forgive me. I'm so very sorry.
Oh, well, you're forgiven. I was just going to ask you back to Dindin's with me.
Well, I would love to come. Please ask me.
They keep a smashing table at the Royalston, you know. We nearly always have a second vegetable and always croutons with a soup. And if you ever feel like having half a bottle of Bordelais, they practically fall over themselves backwards bringing it in for you. I always say, as long as there's enough to see me out, what happens afterwards, it's sans rien.
Oh, you speak French.
Un petit peu.
Oh, but you have got a very fine accent, you know.
Oh, you, your blue eyes.
No, I mean it. Listen, say this with me. Say this with me. We will speak French together. Are you ready?
Yes.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir?
Oh, you rotten egg. Oh. I'll set Bill Oakeshott onto you.
Oh, you know what it means. You know what it means. You're a woman of the world.
Oh, come on. Let's go over to my hotel and have a talk.
I'd like to come and stand closer to you.
What are you doing?
Oh, nothing. Listen, I don't even know your name, you know?
Well, shall I tell you a very private name that Tufnell kept for me?
Please, please.
He used to call me Squidgy.
Oh, no. Squidgy.
Don't you think that's sweet?
It's beautiful for you. It fits you so perfectly.
Do you like this shade of blue?
Yes. What is this?
It's called Blue Toast.
Oh.
Tufnell used to go crackers about me and anything blue. He used to say, Squidgy, buy yourself a blue nighty. Make her eyes look like stars.
Oh. That is so sad, so beautiful.
I believe you're jealous.
Oh. Come along. Now, shall
what
we?
What are you doing?
No, I'm nothing. I'm just helping you from your deck chair.
Well, pick my bag up then.
All right. Come, let us go to your hotel.
Yeah, I don't belong to you yet. Oh. You know.
I'm so pleased that I had the chance of meeting you, you know.
This is a blank
H for Hancock calling control tower. Leveling out at 1,800 miles per hour. Everything going to plan. Fine plane, tell the designer chappy.
Control tower to Hancock. We're worried about possible sabotage. The mechanic who was working on your aircraft is missing. Think you should come down. Land immediately. Repeat, land immediately.
Nonsense, she's going beautifully. I don't know a thing about any mechanic. Taking her up to 2,400 miles an hour. Hancock to control tower. Something strange is happening. There's a peculiar knocking sound on the windscreen. Seems to be coming from outside the plane. I'm slowing down to 1,800 miles an hour. We'll slide cockpit open to see what's wrong.
Good evening. It's an half cold out here. Can I come in?
What's that?
I say an half cold out here. Can I come in?
There's no room. Get off.
Oh, don't be like that. Move over. I'll sit on your lap.
Get your boot off me joystick, do you mind? Who are you?
Me? I'm the mechanic. I was still working on the tower when you took off. Ooh, honestly, frightened the life out of me. I mean, I wasn't expecting it. I was just sitting there singing happily to myself, and then next minute, whoosh, I was up here.
Sit still. I can't control the plane with you jumping about.
Well, I'm only trying to get comfortable. All these knobs and levers here sticking in me. Here, what's this one?
Don't touch it!
Oh, it's the ejector seat. Come back, where are you?
I'm out here sitting on the tail!
I know, stop messing about. No, come back in. It's no use sitting out there sulking. I can't drive the thing.
Well, go into a dive so I can slide down.
All right. I'll try this lever. Hello? You might have told me there was another ejector seat.
All right, well, we're both out here. Now what do we do?
Oh, look, we're going up.
Well, what do you expect when we're both sitting on the tail?
Isn't life funny? In the papers this morning, the Star said it was my lucky day.
If we keep going up at this rate, you'll be able to tell them they're wrong.
No, well, come on, we've had a little skylark and a little giggle. Let's go down.
How can we go down? Look, we've finished, the engine's falling off.
Oh, it's all right, they've got plenty more down there.
We want one up here. We're going into a dive. We're out of control. We can't get back to the cabin. Give me a piece of string.
Oh, I'm scared. Ooh.
Don't panic, man. Don't panic. This is the RAF. Where's that stiff upper lip?
Just above this loose, flabby chin.
Give me that string. I'll get you down safely.
Well, Hancock, you've done it again. Saved the plane. How did you manage it, sitting on the tail like that?
Quite simple. I took a piece of string, lassoed the controls, and steered it home. Lucky I was a cox at Oxford, eh?
Oh, brilliant work, Hancock. You've won another medal. You're a brave man, Hancock. You'll go down in history as the most courageous and most decorated pilot in the RAF.
Love is where you find it, providing, of course, you know where to look. And what can start as a casual friendship can blossom into a great romance, given the right location. For instance, on a boat.
Oh, Charles. You startled me, creeping up on me like that.
Did I, Fiona?
Yes. You gave me a turn.
Did I? Oh, it must be my turn next. I was just taking a little stroll. It's terribly romantic, isn't it? The moonlight glinting on the water. Look, Fiona, up there. It's vast, almost frighteningly vast, and dark. I wonder if there's intelligent life up there.
Up there, Charles?
Not up my nose. Up there, Fiona, the sky. All those stars, they're shining just for us. See them reflected in the water. There, the plough. There, Orion's belt. And just below it, Orion's trousers. There, what seems to be the bear. And there, what looks like a dead moggy.
There it is, Charles. Oh, I feel they're all there. Just for us, with the exception of the dead Moggy, of course.
Of course. Love is so many things, Fiona. It's wanting and needing and feeling and searching and losing and finding, hoping and dreading and wanting to need and needing to want. And
don't speak, Charles. Not for a moment.
Why not?
I want to get a word in. Oh, I love you, Charles. Breathlessly, hopelessly, tenderly, despairingly, longingly, meltingly. It's a wordless love, Charles.
We are both lost, Fiona. Lost in each other's arms, fumbling in the dark. Fumbling for the right words. Oh, Fiona, kiss me.
Not here, Charles. People will see.
I don't care about people.
Boy, come in, number 13, your time's up. The park's closing in 5 minutes.
Come along, Fiona, you paddle, I'll steer.
In the search for the essential Gruntfuttock, I paid a visit to his publishers. The sign on the door said, Bona Press. So I pressed and entered. Hello, anybody there?
Oh, hello, I'm Julian. This is my friend Sandy.
Hello, yes. Nice to meet you. Yes, we are your actual Bona Press. We specialise in autobiographies.
Yes.
Biographies, don't we?
Autobiographies. Yes, we publish all sorts of books. All sorts. I mean, all your classics, like, for instance, An Omi for All Seasons.
Lovely.
Uncle Tom's Lattie.
Beautiful.
Little Pallones.
That is your actual Little Women. And there's your Avada Back in Anger, yes. And A Troll in the Sun. Yes. Lovely works.
Yes, I'm sure they are, but no contemporary works.
Oh, yes, we do. Yes, we do. We do the modern novel.
Jewel writes them itself. Would you like to hear a bit from his latest book?
No, thank you.
No? Oh, it's only the proof form, so you'll have to excuse the odd typographical error.
Yes.
It's a novel of burgeoning romance on the sand dunces at Westcliff.
Yes, it's
also on sand dunes.
Typographical error. Go on, Jewel. Read a bit.
Yes,
go on.
All right.
Go on.
Chap 1.
Yeah.
Melissa stood on the cloth tip, her sin-tanned lallies brawn all over.
That should be brown. Brown.
Yes, brown.
Oh, sorry. That typographer. I don't know why we keep him on. Go on, Jewel. Just read it as it is.
Yeah. Dirk strode towards her, all butch and dominating. Her smile creased his sensual moth.
Mouth.
Yes. Fancy a drip, dip, he cried, waving his trowel.
Towel.
Why knit, she crewed, and dashed down the booch, poodled through the shallows, and was soon riding the giant brokers. He took her in his arms and cursed her tenderly on the lips. And exclamation mark. She stuffened. Then relaxed as Dirk picked her up and gently carried her into his beach hat. Dot, dot, dot.
Dot, 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 dot.
That's the end of chap 1.
Yeah, would you like another chap?
No, thank you, no. Now, I really came here to find out about J. Peasmole Gruntfuttock.
What? The enigmatic figure whose effect on the modern world can even today be scarcely assessed?
Yes. The man whose exploits made him a legend in his own time, known and loved by all people who cherish freedom.
Yes, that's the chap.
Sorry, Ducky, we never heard of him.
Well, I have to say, I'd never heard the Peter Sellers and Irene Handel piece before. It was called Shadows on the Grass from 1959, and I thought Irene Handel was hysterical. And we also heard the diary pilot sketch H4 Hancock Calling, and that was obviously Tony Hancock and Kenneth Williams, and I certainly recognised Hattie Jakes in there as well. Then we went on to Charles and Fiona, Charles being Hugh Paddock and Fiona Betta Marston, or even Betty Marston. And Hugh Paddock carried on with Julian and Sandy. And, of course, once again, Kenneth Williams in Bona Press. And that's the comedy for this week here on Beagley at Night with me, R.B.
We wake you up in the morning. We keep you on the go.
We're your company in the evening and at night when the lights are low.
Angel Radio, old-fashioned quality.
Thank you.
you'd say goodbye, that old bird must have known that tonight he and I would be under the moon alone. Maybe I'll find a new love, that's what I should do. But the wise old owl in the old oak tree says who, who, who.
Beautiful. That was rather nice, wasn't it? It was The Wise Old Owl from 1941. I was just reading up about Dee Keating there. She was doing the vocalizations, and she was very famous for singing with Al Donahue's orchestra, who she was singing with there. See, it all makes sense after a while.
Star above, please shine so bright, 'cause I need your guiding light. My missing angel hides from me. Won't you hover overhead, send your beam on where she's fled. My missing angel hides from me. If it yes, I've loved her all the while. I was wrong that day. Where do missing angels go when their heart is broken so? My missing angel hides from me. Yes, I've loved her all the while. I was wrong that day. Where do missing angels go when their heart is broken so? My missing angel hides from me. Where can my missing angel?
Gentleman Jim Reeves and Missing Angel. That was recorded in Nashville back in 1962. I get a lot of emails from many listeners, and most of you all agree on one thing. The music just brings back so many memories, and something normally crops up which you don't sort of think of. Oh, God, yes, I remember that song. Whenever I hear Jim Reeves, I always think of my cousin Marilyn, who absolutely loved and adored Jim Reeves. There was nothing their man could do that would leave her upset. Trust me on that. I think we might be good for two more if we're quick. Thank you.
Life's great. Life's grand. Future all planned. No more clouds in the sky.
I'm out riding, I'm riding high.
Someone you love, mad for your love. So long, Jonah, goodbye.
I'm out riding, I'm riding high. Floating on the starlit ceiling. Doting on the cards I'm dealing. Floating because I'm feeling so happy and slap happy.
So ring bells, sing songs, blow horns, beat gongs.
Our love never will die. I'm a riding.
You're riding high.
Orchestra with who was that? That was Len Camber and members of the orchestra there joining in with Riding High from Cole Porter, 1941. And that's it for this edition of Beagley at Night. I'll be back around about the same time next week when we get to do it all again, and I hope you can join me then. I leave you in the capable company of Tony Bennett from 1965 and All My Tomorrows. Ta-da.
Today I may not have a thing at all, except for just a dream or two. But I've got lots of plans for tomorrow, and all my tomorrows belong to you. Right now, it may not seem like spring at all. We're drifting and the laughs are few. But I've got rainbows planned for tomorrow, and all my tomorrows belong to you. No one knows better than I that luck keeps passing me by. That's fate. But with you there at my side, I'll soon be turning the tide. Just wait. As long as I've got arms that cling at all, it's you that I'll be clinging to. And all the dreams I dream, beg or borrow, on some bright tomorrow, come true. And all my bright tomorrow.